Okay, let's learn. Let's learn. We're beginning the last parak in the Sefer Das Mitasecha, which actually, Shmuel, you remember, we started together in Yerushalayim in the apartment on Diskin. You remember?
Yes, fondly.
Yeah. The apartment on Diskin. Said Odmat. Okay, the last perek in this amazing sefer that we've been learning for the last few years on the Yesod of Ofar is Koach HaShtika Shebenefesh. Of course, Shtika means silence. Generally, we weren't raised thinking of Shtika. We weren't raised thinking of silence as a Midas HaNefesh. There are some people that they have less to say, or they're able to control what they say better than others. And like many other Midas HaNefesh, we just attribute it to a certain personality, and it's not part of our, if that's not your personality, don't think of it in terms of an avoda, shtika. But shtika is an avoda. It's one of the Midas HaNefesh that comes from the Yesod of Afar. It's a manifestation of the Yesod of Afar. And like with all of the Midas HaNefesh, there's a shtika in the way of kilkul. There's a destructive silence, like we used to call the silent treatment. I'm sure some of you have heard of that. There's a destructive type of a silence, and there's a constructive and very holy and powerful way of silence. There were tzaddikim that were known for their silence. It's just the Arzeit was just of Mendel of Varka. Mendel of Varka is Inyan with shtika. Of all the Talmid Baal Shem, there was probably no tzaddik of all Talmid Baal Shem who was as great in that midah of shtika, which we know that he spoke publicly only 8 times during the 40 years of his hanhaga. But there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people he was mishpia upon with his silence. And there's an avoda in the family, you know, husband and wife, parents. And that's what we're going to be learning about in this parak. It's the closing parak of the Sefer. So page Reish Chafei. Tznias Ushtika Sharsh and Echad. Now we were learning about tznias in the last parak. Isa B'Gemara. Kabal de Beis Kisei, Kabal de Beis HaKisei, Tzniyusa Ushtikusa. The way of conducting oneself in the Beis HaKisei, in the bathroom, is no way of tznias, but not just tznias, but the Gemara puts them together. Tzniyusa Ushtikusa. So the Gemara is telling us by this that there's a deep relationship between tznias and shtika. Tzniyusa Ushtikusa. Tzniyus Ushtika. Hashet Tzirfu Chazal Tzashtika Ima Tzniyus. By telling us that this is the way that one should conduct oneself in a place that is private, like in the Beis HaKisei, in a way of Tzniyus and Shtika, Tzniyus Ushtikusa is telling us that if you want to understand these two midas, Shebenefesh, Tzniyus and Shtika, we have to understand them together as a pair. Bara Pasha Tadova, Shemaitzim Ba'isa Makim Tznius Ushtika, Harishashar Shem Echadu. If Chazal mentioned them in one breath, it must be that they have one Shirish. Lefiza, Hashtika Yisayda B'Yisayda. Therefore, as we learned by Arichas, that Tznius comes from the Yisod Ha'afar, the element of Afar, Shebenefesh, again, which the whole Sefer has been about. But so too, shtika comes from that holding back. Ofer shebenefesh. Tznius, shtika. So first, Rav Schwartz begins with shtika of kilkel, destructive, negative shtika. Yitziras Ha'adam Nemar, everybody knows that by the creation of man, it says, Ve'hi Ha'adam L'nefesh Chayim. And Targum translates, V'idum Divrei HaTargum, that when it says Nefesh Chayim, a living soul, Targum translates the Ruach Memalala, a speaking soul, Ruach Medaber. K'moshim Atzina B'gemar, Amr of Nachem by Yitzchak, Man Detani Liba Lo Mishtabish, Man Detani Liba Lo Mishtabish, Man Detani Liba Lo Mishtabish, Tichsiv B'Labaseish, Man Detani Liba Lo Mishtabish, Tichsiv by Niv Sfasai, Mer Shekoach HaDibur, or Koach HaRuach. The Mishnah there in Bava Kam is talking about a person who's mazik with a fire in a field. And the Mishnah there says that if somebody came, the Liba as Ha'esh, in other words, he exhaled upon, he blew upon the fire. He was blowing on the fire, and as a result of that, he was mazik, he caused damage that the fire spread over the field and destroyed. So the Mishnah there of Amalabach Chayev, Libsa Ruach, Kulam Beturin, that the person did it himself, if he took something to blow on the, or with his mouth, he was blowing on the fire, so he's Chayev. But if a wind came, and that's not something that was his control, if it was a wind, so then he's Potter. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And the Gemara brings that there are those who are Geiris in the Mishnah, not Liba, but Niba, Nun Yud Beis Hei. And both of those words are referring to some sort of a ruach. Liba, like to be malaben eish, that we're familiar with, that term. As it says, kedichsiv balabas eish. Balabas eish. When there's a strong wind that is causing the fire to become bigger and bigger, that's a labas eish. It's connected to the word lahav, fire, hislavus, libuv, all of those words. Life, also. So there are those who learn that when the Mishnah says liba se'esh, they learn with the liba blowing. And there are those who have the gear, so the Gemara brings down of niba, nun yud beis hei. But the Gemara explains the man detani niba lo mishtabish, that if you learn that way in the Mishnah, it's also lo mishtabish. It's not a mistake. It's not a shibush. Yechsiv boirei niv sfasayim. Boirei niv sfasayim. Rashi says over there in the Gemara that when a person speaks and he moves his lips, bari niv sfasayim, the utterances of the lips, the movements of the lips, cause there to be wind to come out. It's the same thing. The bottom line is, harishakoach hadibur hukoach shel ruach. We see from man's creation that vayiyodam lenefesh chaya. Nefesh Chaya is Ruach Memalala, a Ruach Memalala, a Ruach that speaks, a Ruach of speech. And we see from this Mishnah and the Gemara in Bava Kama that Koach HaDibur is the Koach of Ruach, Ruach, Ruach Piv, Uba Ruach Piv Kol Tzivan, Uba Ruach Piv Kol Tzivan. Of wind, of air. Koach shel ruach. Ka'amar, arba yesaydes hain. Now we've learned that there are four yesaydes. The hepech, the opposite shel maim of water, is eish, fire. Hepech shel ruach, and the opposite of ruach, is ofar. The contrast between the motion, the movement of ruach, the lebedikkeit of ruach, and the inanimate quality of offer. Of all of the yesaydes, offer, of course, is inanimate. It's still. It's the opposite of ruach. Umeata im koach hadibur shebenefesh ha'odom yesaydem yesayde ruach. So we understand that if man's ability to speak comes from the Yesod of Ruach, Ruach Memallah, a Medaber, the mouth, exhaling, wind, air, speech. Is there a Yesod HaRuach? So then it's clear. Borisha HaHepach, that the opposite of that, Shu Yesod HaOfer, the opposite, the anti-Ruach Yesod is Ofer, which stops everything, shuts everything in, silences, closes, even kills, like the body that's buried in the earth, as we learned from the beginning of the parak. So we understand, so we shtik of the kilkel, that there's a midah b'nefesh. I'm sorry, that's called shtika, u'sherish hashtika. Before we get to the kilkel, that's the sherish of shtika. That afar is the sherish of shtika. Silence comes from the yisod of afar. Speech comes from the yisod of ruach. Silence comes from the yisod of afar. Now, yeshnam arba dargas v'briya, the four levels in creation, doimim inanimate, tzomeach, plants, chai, animals, living beings, and medaber, a human being, a speaking being. Ha'adam nikra medaber. A person is defined as a medaber. B'shosh adam meis, and when a person dies, huma'abed es madrigosai, shehi medaber. He loses the madrega of being a medaber. V'hayfach lios shayisek, he returns to the earth. Me'ofra ata, v'lofatashu, while you were alive, Hashem took men out of the earth. He took men out of the earth. He made men of earth. And he transformed into a speaking, breathing being, Ruach. Ruachai. When man dies, he returns to the earth. He returns to the offer. Vel offer toshut. And now the one who is speaking is silent. So the ultimate silencer, of course, is death, which is the earth, which is the yisod ha'ofer, to return to the earth, which is to return to a state of silence. B'shosho demeis huma abed is madrigosos shehi medaber, v'hoifach lios shoyseg. He's no longer a medaber, he's a shoyseg. So we shtika de kilku. Now, this type of shtika that's associated with death, there's nothing more negative than death. This type of shtika is a shtika that kills. There's a silence that kills. I don't know who's out there on this Zoom now. It could be the Chas V'Shalom, one of you is right now giving your loved one the silent treatment. I don't know. And I hope not. It's very hurtful and childish. But it's a very natural reaction to not getting your way. That's a manifestation of shtika de kilkel. There's a shtika that kills. Silence that kills, that hurts. A shtika of kilkel. It comes from the offer. It's a bechin of Misa. It's an inyan of Malcham Avis. There are many, many manifestations of Shtika the Kilkel. The one I mentioned now is one of the most popular ones. But there are many manifestations of Shtika the Kilkel. Besad kach, therefore we see a remarkable thing. Ha'adoshim heim ha'cholim shel aveil. Lentils, of course, are the food of Avelus. That when Esav asked from Yaakov, when he asked for lentils, for food, that was the day that Avraham Avinu was nifter. So it was a time of avelus in the family. And Yaakov was cooking up, was preparing some lentils for the Shiva house. Lentils, Adoshim, is a Michael of Avelus. V'loma adoshim. Why? What does adoshim have to do? What do lentils have to do with azelus? So the next page. So Chazal say Rashi brings down. Ma adoshim ein lemper. Just like the adoshim, the lentils don't have an opening, a mouth. Obviously, there's no imic to that. We're not going into. I mean, there are a lot of things that don't have any openings, and obviously, there's much more to the adoshim thing. But ma adoshim ein lahem pe, kach ha'ovel ein lo pe. The same way that the adoshim don't have a mouth, so to speak. They don't have a mouth. Kach ovel ein lo pe. So the ovel ein lo pe. He doesn't. He can't speak. He doesn't speak. Not only that he doesn't feel like speaking, but there's an issa. Kach ovel ein lo pe she'os l'dav. There's an issa. This Gemara talks about Moed Katan, and the post can discuss. Even when you're coming to make a shiva call. That who's poseach, the ovel, or the people who are coming to be menachem, and what's this inyan of the mama, the silence of like by Aaron, vayidom Aaron, that in the face of terrible tragedy and loss, there's a shtika, there's a silence. So adoshim ein lampe, so this food doesn't have a peh, whatever that means, it doesn't have a mouth to speak. So too, an ovel ain't like that. So also the dove. And an ovel had their isurim as far as what the ovel talks about. So he shouldn't be misir das from his avels. Lo ovel ain't koyach shel dibur. The ovel doesn't have a koyach of dibur, can't speak. Zu bechinis meis. There's a certain death. That's when that person who he loves died and became the nifter, became left the world of Dibur and became a shayseg. One of the most powerful impacts that it has upon those who are living is that they feel like dying. And that feeling of death is expressed in silence. Expressed in silence. So bechina is meis. It's a certain bechina of meisa. They say once that the great Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Shmuel Salant, Zecher Tzadik L'Zevacha, he went with some Talmidim to be Menachem Avil. There was a house where the mother passed away and left the husband with a whole house full of little kids. And Shmuel Salant went with some Talmidim to be Menachem Avil, and they went into the house, and there was a whole lineup. Can you imagine? Hashem Yerachem, there's a whole lineup of children sitting shiva with their father. All the little ones are sitting shiva, Hashem Yerachem. And Shmuel Salant, they came in, there was a silence in the room. And, you know, so here the Rav of Yerushalayim came in and he began to speak to the children about how wonderful their mother was. You know, they began to give them chizuk. And then the kids began to talk a little bit. And after they left, after Rav Shmuel was Menachem Avil, and they walked out onto the street, so the students asked him right away, Rabbi, it's Beferish Gemara. To the Shulchan Aruch, that the Oval has to begin the conversation. In other words, you're not allowed to come and start talking. There was silence, and the Avelim have to begin to speak, have to overcome that silence and speak. But when we came in together with Rebbe, with you, the second you sat down, you began to talk to them. So they didn't understand. They said, Rebbe, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu. So Shmuel Salant said, what are you talking about? You didn't hear them? So they said, no, we all walked in. The room was silent. Shmuel said, I don't know. I heard the screaming and crying and yelling from the street. That's what I heard. I heard them screaming and crying, Mama, Mama, from the street. So it sounded to you as if it was there was silence in the room. But I was only responding to their cry of Mama, of Ima. That's what I was responding to. It's more like a mice, the sensitivity of a person. There probably was one Talmud that said, oh, Sir Rebbe, you hold it, that's called silence? Something like that. Let's hope not. That's called speaking? That's not, I was silent? It's like, but we understand what Rabbi Shmuel was saying. There are people who are able to hear through the silence. But one thing is clear, that the loss of speech, silence, is a bechina of death. Man is defined as a living speaking being, a speaking being, ruach mamala. Loss of speech, for whatever reason, but particularly because of that, because of death, brings upon a person shtika, silence. So bechinas meis. And therefore, igud de beitamya. Shtikusa. Therefore, in a place of bones, Tami means is the protocol in the house of bones. Pashtus is this, talking about in the house of Avelus, is shtikusa, is silence. Meaning that there's a certain, doesn't mean no one can talk, but it's a place of shtika. Igra means schar, reward, like lefum agra, lefum tzara agra. Agra de beitam yesh tikusa. Agra de beitam yesh tikusa is haschar shal beis ovel. It's a little bit confusing what that means there in the Gemara in the first parak of Brachas. Fi perush machem shal etzem hamokom shenimtza by meis. So not everybody agrees that it's talking about the beis ovel. It could be talking about the grave itself where there's silence. But we get the picture. Silence is associated with shtika. The place of bones, the place of death, is associated with shtika. It's a place of shtika. Madua. Ki ha'adam behayosai chai hu medaber. Because when a person's alive, life is manifested through speech, primarily through speech. And when a person dies, either actually dies, he can no longer speak. Even a living person, when he emotionally dies, Hashem Yirachem, when he undergoes some terrible shock or some kind of a deathly a jarring experience, mistalik minakoach hadibur, it takes away from him any words. He can't speak. There's a very big difference between a speaker who gets up at a levaya, lo aleinu, and says, I'm speechless in the face of such tragedy, and then he gives a half hour drasha. Or the children who are speechless, you understand. Most people, when they say, I'm speechless, continue on with a long speech. When people are speechless, they don't say, I'm speechless. They just feel like their speech was taken away from them. Not like, I'm speechless, and while I'm on the subject of being speechless, I'm now going to deliver my best speech. Speechlessness means that there's a kind of mista, of death, mamish. It's terrible. You see a depressed person. That's not that just, you try talking to him, you try cheering him up, you try taking him someplace. This is all gone. Can't talk. Pain loy peh. He feels like he's back in the earth. Off a touch. This terrible, tragic type of silence is the silence of is a silence of kilkul. It's a terrible, painful silence. It's a negative manifestation of silence, along with what I mentioned before, actively being silent, which is a way usually of killing somebody else. And the yisod of this, harei shishtika dekilki yisodi b'yisod ha'ofer. The yisod of this is ofer, of course, is the earth. Ki ofer ato v'lo ofer tosh. You come from the earth, and you will return to the earth. That's death. U'b'shah shu shav el ha'ofer hu ma'abed es tvisas adibu. And man's return to the earth is the loss of speech. He's no longer able to speak. And shtika comes from that yisod. Mikoach v'yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim chal alav dibur. Man's creation, man's coming to life is synonymous with speech. A speaking being. A breathing and speaking being. The kasha nishmas achayim istalekes, and when the living soul leaves a person, chalalav shtika, and shtika silence descends upon it. Chay tamid hagderosi yisayd ruach. A living being is always defined by one that can breathe. The test of a person being alive or not being alive is breath, air, wind. Ruach. Head there, Ruach, Megalamavis. And if there's no Ruach, Chalila, coming from the person's nose or mouth, it means that he has died. Umavis Megalamahalos Shostika. And death is Megala, reveals this Mahalach of silence. Dvarm Shutum Ubrur. What we've learned now is obvious. It's said, and it's obvious, it's poshut. Mitzad kach, hagdoras ashtika hi melashon kaishi. Now, when you learn Lashon HaKodesh, you always, of course, have to see the root letters of the word, and to understand which are the letters that are at the core of that word. And when you do that, then you will find that those letters always always mean a similar, always carry a similar meaning to all other words that have those letters at the root of their existence. So, mitzatka hagdaras hashtika him lashon kaishi. Without going into the Yesidus of how to determine the Iker letters of a word. The Iker letters of the word shtika, Oisius Amila Shasok, that's the shirsh of the word Lishtok. Shtika is Shin Tav Kuf Shatok Shasok. The Kuf and the Shin. Because the stuff, as it often does, has more of an auxiliary type of a function. The Iker letters of the word are Kuf and Shin. Miloshen Kaishi. And Kuf and Shin, of course, Kashe means when something is hard, like the earth. So therefore, other words like Kash, straw, Sak, and you can go through the dictionary, all the words in Lashon HaKodesh that have the Shin and the Kuf. Are basically referring to something that is hard. That's hard. Kanashtika bo mikashtius. Midavra bilti mispoil. Now, what does it mean when something is hard? What does that mean? So when you speak of a person who's, even in English, when you say, he's a hard person, or you would say, hu adam kashe. What does it mean difficult? What does it mean hard when you're speaking about a person? It means he's unbending, like a kash, like a straw. Hard meaning that he's not nispoil. Let's say, for instance, there's a rich person and the poor person comes to him to ask for money. You say the rich person is hard, or he has a hard heart, like an oven, like a stone. It means that even though the poor person is crying to him and telling him he has children, he's got this, he's got all these different problems, and he doesn't have any money, the rich person who has this particular rich person has a lev even, has a heart of stone, meaning it's hard. He's not nispo. He's not nispo means that, like something that's hard. It doesn't bend. He's not nispo. He's not impressed. He's not, like the morale uses this very often. Not to be nispo means he's not affected by it. The poor guy gives him his best pitch, and the rich guy isn't moved, like a stone. Kashe. A person who is hard is a person who is not in his spoil. Stubborn. Stuck in it a certain way. He's not in his spoil. He doesn't move along. He's kashe. Called a vachai hi noirach. Now, a stone is inanimate, and therefore it's not moved. If God forbid a person has a heart that's stone, he's not moved. And as nishta lebedik, that silence that he's not moved kashe. He's not moved. He's not affected by the poor man. Kashe. That's the lashon of shtika, is the isis kuf shin kuf, meaning something that's not alive, like something that's a rock or somebody that's dead is not nispol. He's gestorben. He's dead. He's not affected by anything. Kasha. When a person's alive, if a person has a fleshiger hearts, a lev baser, a fleshiger hearts means b'chayi ten alibo, that the poor man speaks to him and his heart is moved. It's a fleshiger hearts, a lev baser. The Navi says that galus is a time of lev even, and gul is a time of lev baser. Leif Bosa, a Fleischiger Hartz, a Lebedeker Hartz means Vachayit and Aliba. Means that this person is affected. He's alive. He reacts. He's impacted by hearing happy news. He comes alive. He's happy. He's excited. And there's, God forbid, bad news. He's crying. The opposite of Koshka is Rach. Rach means soft. Pliable. Whom is spoil me korachis varakushaboy. It's a sign of life. It's a sign of being alive. A living person, a lebedeke mensch, when he hears the poor person crying, it affects him. Whom is spoil me korachis varakushaboy. Because he has a lev baser, he has a fleshiger heart. And it affects him when he hears something like that. Luma zayt hamesu ba'avchanis ein bosa hames margish. A mace is someone with it where it's like, God forbid, a person, the bosa hames, there's, the mace doesn't feel anything. The mace doesn't feel a thing. You could take a needle, you could take a knife, the mace doesn't feel anything. Ein bosa hames margish. When Chalila, a person is paralyzed, the doctor, the nurses keep on testing to see if he's getting out of the paralysis. They put a pin or they give a pinch to see, is he alive? Is this organ coming back to life? Because ain't bosa hames margish. It's kosher. Silent. It's not alive, it's silent. There are people whose hearts are silent. Again, in the shtika of Kilkel, unmoved by things, not affected by things. There were certain tzaddikim that they say that when they, the second they would open their mouth, he says that even if there would be a stone, a rock would be nimoyach, it would melt when the tzaddik would begin to talk. And you have in the same room, you could have people crying and falling to pieces. And you have somebody else that's sitting there. You know, like you have, like during the davening, you have people that they're looking over their emails, you know. In the middle of, it could be in the middle of Hayafana Machayas HaKadosh. The noise thing about Havar, Shazelaze, Havas Oilam, Avtonu Hashem Lokeinu, and I keep on the phone, he's looking by the phone to see his emails. It's like a maze. It's a maze. I'm not talking about that there's a mistake that a person forgot to shut off his phone and it rings in shul, which is happens to a person. They're putting out now, it's already their notices, they're putting out now that we're able to return to shul. Let's remember why God brought this pestilence upon us. Everybody has their reason. Don't you love those people that have their reasons for the pestilence? They're the most lovable people. Everybody who has his explanation of why the pestilence happened, it's always the thing that he hates most about the guy next to him in shul. That's the cause of the pestilence. Or what he doesn't like about his neighbor. And he knows why God brought the pestilence is because of that thing. So they're the people who are now coming out with their notices that we know that God brought this magefa of corona. He brought it to the world because of people having their cell phones in shul. That's the reason for corona. I don't know any of the reasons why God did such a thing or does such a thing. I have no idea. I'm sure it's coming from complete love for his world and for all of us. But there's a difference between a person whose cell phone by mistake goes off in shul and a person who actually checks during Chazaras HaShatz to see his emails or to see his cell phone, which according to the Arizal, Chazaras HaShatz is on a higher madriga than the Quiet Shemitz. It's higher than the question is. Chazaras HaShatz. It's so great that one doesn't have to be silent by Chazaras HaShatz. There, during the Shtil Shemoneh Esrei, it's silent. It has to do with what we're going to be learning. Quiet. The Shtil Shemoneh Esrei. You're not supposed to make a sound during Shemoneh Esrei. But then comes the Chazaras HaShatz. And there, Davke, it's the Baal Tefila davens out loud, and everybody's supposed to be mitzarev to that tefillah by screaming out, Amen! Amen! Which agav, since now, in most places of davening, there's just a minyan mitzumtzum, in most places where we're coming back to daven, there's only 10 people, or 12, or 13. So, you have to be very, very careful to answer, you always have to be, but especially now, where we're dealing with very small minyanim, where you have barely a minyan, everybody has to answer Amen. If you look in the poskim, the Ravin and the Shulchan Aruch and other poskim are very clear about it. That's a suffix of a brach levatala, that the Baal Tefila is standing up there and he's saying Shemoneh Esrei, he's saying Chazaras HaShatz, and no one's answering Amen. Just standing there, they sometimes very quietly, you can't even hear, under the breath, or they're just nodding their head, or someone's looking at a sefer, or somebody's saying Tilim. Not allowed to do any of that stuff. Not even forget about looking at emails. Where the phone in shul is chazet to touch a phone in shul. It's mevatel the whole tefillah. and everybody else is davening. But you have to be careful because it's a minyan mitzumtzum, and you have to answer amen. In many minyanim now, you just have the Baal Tefillah and 9 other people. And if the Olam is not answering amen, it's a suffix of a brachal v'atolah that you're bringing upon the Baal Tefillah. Suffix of a brachal v'atolah, it's not a small thing. So I just want to remind the Olam that everybody has to make sure to, especially now, always, but especially now, besides what it means to answer amen, is a big inyan. I'm not going into that, what it means. It's a big inyan answering amen. But by Kaddish and by Kedusha and by the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, it's strong amen. I don't know how I got to that. At any rate, adugma pshuta, l'kach, yishosh odom chai, yesh lo gam bosom milvad atzomets. When a person is alive, so then he has flesh, he has his body, he has meat. He's a boss of a dam when he's alive. Milvad atzomets, besides the bones. Vila ameis mudak atzomets milvad, which is Beit Tamia, a house of bones. The grave or the Beis Ovel, meaning bones is a simon of death. There's no flesh. A living person is a boss of a dam. A dead person is atzomets. Atzomets yivesh is dried bones. Habos anechol nisharos k'minarak atzomets. In the grave, the flesh of the person, the flesh, the meat, is consumed, is destroyed, the flesh of the person, and what's left are bones. Madua. Ka'achela karach, because the soft part, which is the basar, the flesh, the soft part, which is the simon of being alive. When you're alive, you have flesh. Life means a softness, means pliability. It means being soft. It means reacting. It means feeling. It means responding. So when a person's alive, he's covered with flesh. He's a boss of Adam, as a fleshiger. Because he's alive. And life means being misspoiled. Flesh. Soft. When a person dies, then it's just what? It's the hard bones. Just the bones. Hard. Kasheh, kasheh. Hard. Silence. Hard. All that's left is the chelik kasheh. Is death means the earth, the dirt. It means kasheh. It means no longer anything that's moving. Not alive, not being moved. Just the bones. And the bones are wadzu hagdar shall offer out of lafatosh. Means the return to the grave. And there's hatechiyana atzomas eila. The Navi Yecheskel sees the miracle of, like we just learned, that the flesh is growing back onto the bones, coming back to life, means having flesh. Dying means the losing the flesh and just being bones, hard, silent. Shtika, kosher. There's all the aside of offer, earth, dirt. Fire, air, and water. They move. They're pliable. They're alive. Fire, air, and water. Hakashi, death, hardness, being unmoved, is munach beside offer. Is munach in the side of offer. It's tadkach. Hagdoras adovish shashtika megiya mechayser spilus, that we learn that silence of kilkel, destructive silence, or a sad, terrible silence, is mechayser spilus. It's not reacting. Hainavas mechayshi, it comes from that hardness. Kloshna Gemara, Michamoicha, Chasin Ka, Michamoicha, Chasin Vikasha. That there's no one who is as silent as Hashem. Michamoicha Be'ilam, Michamoicha Be'ilm. What does that mean? Shata Shemen, the Utsubi Gidufa, Shalaisa Rashi Beshaisa. The Gemara Gittin is telling us about how when Titus Arosha went to the Beis HaMikdash and he's Machar from Agadif over there, he did disgusting Averis there in the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem was silent. He wasn't a spoil. Hashem wasn't cracked by it. He didn't begin to cry. He didn't emote, so to speak. He was silent. Who is this kosher as Hashem in that way? Who's able to listen to the Yusuf of the Gidufa, the Oyser Rasha, the Shoisei? The Rasha is cursing and blaspheming Hashem, and Hashem is Shosei, kasher, like a stone. Doesn't show anything. If somebody would do that to me or you, we let him have it. And Hashem chose, of course, that was Hashem, to make like Ulonit Pael, Ulonit Pael, kasher. Shtika. Harish Shtikosa Yisborach Himikor HaKoshi Choyser Espiralis. Hashem's not in this spot. Zeh Yisoy Din Shtuki. That's the Yisoy of the Din of a Shtuki. Hamuva B'Gemar, there's a whole Arichas in Ksubas regarding the gather of this child who's a Shtuki. Shtuki Yodam Shalaydum Yod. We don't know who his father is. A Shtuki. The Gemara Sham Yesh to Machlokes Kashoyim Lodem Shumamza Achol Vuhushoisei Mechne Vashti Kasa. The Gemara that discusses that if somebody curses somebody, he calls him a Mamza, or he calls him a Kayin that's a Cholol Vuhushoisei, and he doesn't respond, he's silent. Mechne Vashti Kasa. How come he's silent? Somebody called you a Mamza. Why are you silent? Maybe he really is a mamzer. Not talking about using it as a curse. Somebody tells him, "I know who you are. You're really a mamzer. It's not your father who you think it is. It's not your father." So why is this guy silent when he hears that? So there, one opinion says that the shtika is kaida, that in his silence, he's admitting that the truth is that there's funny stuff in his with his parents. There's something going on, and that he's an illegitimate child. That his father's not really his father. He doesn't really know his real father. Or it could be that he's just somebody that's not in his spoil from somebody telling him an insult. Somebody said to him, "I know that your mom is," and he goes, "He's not in his spoil." So it's a question. Like, why was he silent? When somebody called him a mamzer, is it because he really is a mamzer? Or is it because his stam is not nispa? What's the shurish of his shtika? Where does his silence come from? So if he's not in nispa, it could be it's a big madrega, and this guy stam called him a mamzer. He's not really a mamzer. Why didn't he say, "How dare you say that to me? I'm an enokel from the Rebbe of Meilach," or something? So how come he didn't respond? It could be not because he's acknowledging or admitting. It could be that he's a chosher of a person. He's not in the spot from some idiot that says something. He's chosher. He's like a rock. It doesn't bother him. It slides off. Just slides off of it. He doesn't care. So we're learning something interesting about Lashon HaKodesh. Zuha Gedora, which, by the way, the word Kedusha also has Kufshin. Kedusha also is an inyan of kufshin, of being a person that's not nispoil from the world that's around you, of being separate, of being in a certain way aloof. Also, the word kedusha is kufshin. Zuhag dorisha hushu shabakol ma'ashadu v'le'el shakayshi v'azah shoshim b'yisad ha'ofer. This all is explaining what we learned earlier, that this all comes from the yisad ha'ofer. Kayshi v'azahs helu malidim gam shtika. So this kaishi and this azus and this offer is merely this mid of shtika, silence. In a way of kilku, it's associated with death. The silence of the ovel, or hurting another person by silence, and so on and so forth. Being a person that's not pliable, that's not flexible, chulu v'chulu. Having a heart of stone. All of that is shtika of kilkel, where the yisod of ofer is manifested in a destructive or sad, tragic, negative way. Dibur meloshen hanhoga, dabra echad lador. When a person speaks, speaking means it's a way of my communicating and affecting others as well. Dabar means a spokesman. Dabar echad lador. Somebody Yeshua with Elder Demed, that's next week's parasha with Moshe Rabbeinu. Dabar echad lador means when you speak, through speech, you're able to have an effect upon people. You lead them, you control them. Humanigas hadover. When you don't care about what someone else is saying to you, you're not affected by it. It's not something that, like when you call the animal and it comes to you, you're not nispol from what somebody is telling you. And you're silent. It doesn't affect you, not only that you don't react with words, but this guy is cursing him and saying, you're a mamzer. And he doesn't answer. And not only does he not answer, he's not in this fall. Even emotionally, it doesn't affect him, doesn't get him upset or anything like that. Person can make himself like a rock. And whatever they say to you, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm. Doesn't care. He's not in this ball from words. It could be a milo. Certainly could be a great milo. Or it could be something which is something unhealthy. Either way. Zuag Doris Cherishen and Shemea, Chas V'Chalil, a person who's deaf, was unable to hear. Shechor Cheresh, K'moshin is Bar Leel, Shakisui, Acheshka, Yestoydi B'Yestoyt HaOfar, all of this Cheresh, Shechor, also Rachash Libi, it all has to do with something Choshech, something that's covered. Yestoydi B'Yestoyt HaOfar, it's all the Yestoyt of Ofar. Darkness, like in the grave. Cheresh, the ears. Something is closed, something is stuffed, something is covered. Darkness, can't see, everything is covered. Any mispol me'adover. A cheresh, no matter what you say to a deaf person, he's not in his spot. He doesn't hear you. His ears are covered, unfortunately. Choshech, you're not in his spot from what's happening in the darkness because you don't see what's going on in the dark. You don't see what's happening in the darkness. And so on. All of this is the sort of offer. It's not kach, when in a shamea, mach, 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 mispol, me'adover. It's not in his spot. All of this is the kilkel, is the damage that goes back to the snake in Gan Eden. And therefore, Chazal tell us that the way of the snake is to go silently. The snake goes very quietly to sneak up on its prey. The snake is quiet, quiet, quiet. B'lechisha, b'shtika. The snake doesn't come with a rash. It doesn't come like a lion roaring. The snake comes with silence, with hissing, with silence. Sometimes with hissing. We'll talk about that next week in Mitzvah Shem, the hissing sound. With silence. The snake comes with silence. Zuyim kein havchana harishayna shel hashtika. Mitzada koishi shebi yisayda ofer. This is our first elementary understanding of shtika, koshi, ofer, kilkel. The best part of shtika is we're going to be learning about the shtika of tikkun, of how shtika is one of the most valuable assets that we have, is our ability to choose when to be silent. Not because I'm depressed, chalila, not because I'm angry, but I choose to be silent in a way of tikkun. So Bez Hashem, we'll continue with that next week. Right now, we're muted, and that silence could be either good, and it will be unmuted. Could use that unmuted state in a way that's very positive and that's very healthy.